You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Friday, May 8th, 2015, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Yeah, boy, we made it to the weekend. So glad to be here, and it's turning out to be a gorgeous weekend in Portland, Oregon. Temperatures expected in the 80s. Tell you what, going to take the top down on the convertible and drive out to the Oregon coast this weekend. It's going to be fabulous. Can't wait to get out there. We'll be taking Roscoe, the official dog of 420 Radio. He loves the beach. Hope you're having a great day out there and a great weekend coming up. We've got all sorts of stuff for you here on the show. In the first hour, coming up at half past, we're going to have an interview with Jonathan Giles. He's working with Peachtree Normal in Georgia, and he's going to talk to us about the new campaign, No Plea for Me. That's right, rejecting plea bargaining deals in drug cases, marijuana cases specifically, to try to shut down the system. We'll tell you how easy it can be done when we talk to Jonathan at half past. Also coming up on the show today, we'll have time for a radical rant where I ask, you can't legalize pot because it's too dangerous? We're going to take a look at the state of New Hampshire, allegedly the live free or die state, where the governor is adamantly against marijuana legalization, but we'll tell you what else you can do in New Hampshire and a few other prohibition states that is far, far more dangerous than smoking a little pot. Also coming up on the show today, we'll have time to go to our drug war data mines, where we're going to take a forecast look at the legal marijuana market in the year 2020. Yeah, folks, only 5 years away, and some of the numbers coming out from the studies are incredible. We'll get to those in the drug war data mine. Also on the show today, behind the headlines, taking a look at a couple of cases that have popped up on the news radar today, where people are facing 20 years to life imprisonment for mere grams of marijuana. A week's supply or less here at the studio is going to get someone 20 years to life. We'll tell you all about that. But it all starts with the 420 Radio news. And in the headlines today, we have got news coming out of Kansas. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Kansas of all places. We've also got the results of the United Kingdom's elections. We'll tell you how the Cannabis is Safer Than Alcohol party did in Northern Ireland and elsewhere in the UK. The Texas Senate has passed a limited medical marijuana bill. That's right, hell has almost frozen over. We'll also tell you the bad news coming out of Seattle, Washington with respect to the High Times Cannabis Cup. We've got a second amendment in Ohio that has qualified for signature gathering to legalize marijuana. The state of Maine is looking to clamp down on its unregulated medical marijuana growers. And Mississippi has a couple of teams of political action committees that are touring the state trying to gather signatures for marijuana legalization. It's happening everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Mississippi, Kansas, Texas. Can you believe some of these states that we are talking about when it comes to loosening our marijuana laws? It's amazing. The wave of reform is sweeping east. Also on the show today, we'll have our second hour, Toker Talk Radio. That's where we take your calls at 84-420 Radio. We engage you in our chat room, which you can find from the main page at 420radio.org. Lots of good folks in the chat room. Join us and get to know some new friends. Don't forget, tonight we got live music coming up, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. He's got 6 Feet Under's Chris Barnes joining him in the first hour, and another guest in the second hour, followed at 10 o'clock by Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink, live from Atlanta, Georgia. It's all coming up tonight on 420radio.org. We're back with the news after these sponsor messages.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with the TuneIn Radio app for all mobile platforms. Go to rad-r.us/420TuneIn or just click the TuneIn Radio icon below the live radio feed on 420radio.org.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum, elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Funky Roller Room.
What's happening, Groovy Cats? This is your Funk Master of Ceremonies, Big Daddy. And I want you to join me every Thursday night at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, right here at the Funky Roller Ring. Your home of soul, funk, and disco, baby.
Funky-licious.
There's always a party at the Funky Roller Ring.
Are you tired of storing your herb in back alley baggies? Then keep your herb fresh and protected with Pottles. Pottles are airtight and odor-free, not to mention they're reusable, BPA-free, and UV-resistant. Pottles come in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors, so go check out Pottles at mypottles.com. Use the code STASH to get an additional 10% off. Again, that's mypottles.com, mypottles.com, and tell them Radical Russ sent ya. It's time for the 420 Radio News, covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Transcripts of 420 Radio News are available daily on our website at 420radio.org. Now, here's Russ Melville with your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. This is your 420 Radio News for Friday, May 8th, 2015. The Kansas House passed a bill Thursday that would decrease penalties for marijuana possession, allow the limited production and sale of hemp oil, and study uses for industrial hemp. The chamber's 81-36 vote Thursday sends the marijuana bill to the Senate for consideration. First and second time marijuana offenders without serious prior convictions would avoid jail time under the measure. That would decrease the population in the state's overcrowded prisons and save more than $1.7 million over the next two fiscal years, according to state estimates. Two amendments to the bill on marijuana penalties added language that would legalize the sale and production of hemp oil for seizure treatments and initiate a state study into industrial hemp. The bill would allow only state-licensed producers to make hemp oil and would regulate the products to ensure they do not contain more than 3% THC. In the United Kingdom, the Conservatives won the general election, but they were beaten by a pro-cannabis party in a few choice constituencies. Many Brits will have come across the Cannabis is Safer Than Alcohol, or CISTA, party for the first time when they look at their ballot paper on Thursday. Others will still probably never have heard of this niche party. But though they're small and, yes, focused on a single issue, they've notched up a couple of triumphs in the 2015 general election. This party beat the British National Party in terms of votes this year. The Cannabis Party is also more popular than the Conservatives in Northern Ireland. The Cannabis Party had candidates in 33 constituencies, 19 in England, 4 in Northern Ireland, 8 in Scotland, and 1 in Wales. However, the Cannabis Party failed to win any of the 650 seats up for grab in Parliament. The Texas Senate has approved a limited medical marijuana bill authorizing the sale to eligible patients of cannabidiol oil. The upper chamber voted 26-5 to support limited legalization of what's also known as CBD oil. It's an extract from the marijuana plant that doesn't produce the high. The oil is used to help control seizures associated with intractable epilepsy, which advocates say affects about 150,000 Texans. Tyler Republican Senator Kevin Eltife's measure now heads to the House. A companion House bill has cleared committee, making it potentially eligible for a lower chamber floor vote. The new law is collapsing the medical marijuana market, as it has been known in Washington state, has claimed its first victim, the High Times U.S. Cannabis Cup in Seattle. High Times has put on the cannabis competition, vendor expo, and party here for 3 years, twice in Fremont and last year in Everett. The problem is, in short, if you have a liquor license, no marijuana use is permitted at all. Secondly, Washington's recreational marijuana laws don't allow for sampling or selling marijuana outside of a licensed brick-and-mortar store, and there's no cannabis consumption on the store's property. A proposed constitutional amendment to legalize marijuana and hemp in Ohio has cleared the first step on the path to making the ballot. The Ohio Attorney General's office said it certified Thursday that the group Better for Ohio provided a fair and truthful summary of the proposal and had 1,000 required signatures for its petition. It still would have to be evaluated by the Ohio Ballot Board and meet a broader signature collection requirement to appear on the ballot. It's one of five marijuana-related constitutional amendment proposals submitted to the Attorney General in the past few months. Only two so far have cleared the initial hurdle. The other certified petition is a for-profit marijuana legalization effort from a group called Responsible Ohio. The state agency charged with running Maine's medical marijuana system wants more oversight of the more than 1,700 people who cultivate small amounts of medicinal marijuana for patients. The Department of Health and Human Services argues that it has no means of enforcing rules that require caregivers to follow the medical marijuana law. DHHS would like to be able to perform random inspections of caregiver facilities the way it can with other medical facilities. They also wish to enact civil and criminal penalties for violations. Two political action committees, Mississippi Alliance for Cannabis and Team Legalize, are now traveling across Mississippi in a joint effort to legalize marijuana by gathering signatures in support of Ballot Initiative 48. The ballot initiative passage in the state of Mississippi of Proposition 48 would also see all those convicted of nonviolent marijuana crimes immediately pardoned. This has been your 420 Radio News for Friday, May 8th, 2015. I'm Russ Belville.
Four20 Radio is 24-hour marijuana legalization radio. Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers.
Tokers, there's no good reason to get your dog stoned. While it might not harm them physically, imagine being a dog who already begs for treats all day, and then imagine that dog having the munchies. Not cool.
The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National, Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Time for us to go behind the headlines. And the headline today is 20 years for 6 grams of pot. I saw this headline come across from Reason.com. Jacob Sullum writing in Reason, 20 years for 6 grams of pot. And my first thought was, oh my God, it sucks to be in Texas or Oklahoma or Idaho. It had to be one of those states, right? But no. This man, the man's name is Ronald Hammond, recently got a 20-year prison sentence for 6 grams of pot in the decriminalization state of Maryland. How is that possible, you might be wondering? Well, here's the situation. Last year, Maryland's legislature made the possession of 10 grams of marijuana or less a civil offense with a $100 fine, a ticket, a non-criminal interaction. Unfortunately, last year was 2014, and this man, Ronald Hammond, got arrested on the night of April 6th, 2012. So at the time, the possession of marijuana was still a minor misdemeanor in the state of Maryland. And it was so minor that when this guy went to court, the judge, the district judge, Askew Gatewood, scoffed at the prosecutor's request for a 30-day jail sentence. The judge said, quote, 5.9 grams won't roll you a decent joint. Why would I want to spend taxpayers' money putting his little raggedy butt in jail, feeding him, clothing him, cable TV, internet, prayer, medical expense, clothing, on $5 worth of weed? That, a little bit of an exaggeration. If 6 gram joint would be pretty awesome, actually. and probably, you know, that's over an eighth. You know, that's going to cost a little more than $5. But still, the right idea. Why would we want to, you know, imprison a guy for 30 days and spend all that taxpayer money for such a small amount? The problem that occurred was this man, Ronald Hammond, went to court by himself. He went to court by himself and did not have the assistance of legal counsel. And when he arrived without a lawyer, he asked the court, could I have a postponement? Since I don't have a lawyer. And the judge said, no, I'm not going to postpone this. This is a trivial marijuana case. You only have 6 grams of marijuana. Not even going to put you in jail. No big deal. So Hammond, thinking it was no big deal, agreed to plead guilty to this and get just a $100 fine. And that's where the case should have ended, you would have thought, except for the fact that earlier in 2009, Hammond was busted for selling $40 worth of crack to an undercover cop. For that $40 worth of crack, he got a 20-year sentence, and that was a suspended sentence, meaning he's on probation, and so long as he doesn't violate his probation, he doesn't have to serve that 20 years. But of course, getting popped with the 6 grams of weed was a violation of the probation, and now he's on the hook to do the rest of the 20 years in prison for that $40 worth of crack. Now, again, not here to defend, you know, selling crack necessarily, but even under the federal guidelines, which we all know for crack are racist compared to the ones for cocaine, to get a 5-year mandatory minimum is 28 grams of crack, an ounce of crack. And to get the 20-year mandatory minimum in federal law, he'd have to sell 10 times as much crack, 10 ounces of crack, and have a prior criminal record. In Maryland, though, the maximum sentence is 20 years for any amount of crack up to 50 grams. So under Maryland law, he faced a far greater penalty than what he would have under federal law. So now this man caught with 6 grams of crack, or 6 grams of marijuana, excuse me. And the only reason the cops showed up and found the 6 grams of marijuana is because the guy got into an argument with his girlfriend and one of the neighbors called police. And so now he has to go back to prison for 20 years. And that's Maryland, folks. That's a place where they've got marijuana decriminalization now. Not so in Enid, Oklahoma, where another story comes up telling us a man who was arrested last week is now facing 3 life sentences for his possession of marijuana within 2,000 feet of a school. Now, he's had 3 prior felony convictions in the past. And these convictions do have to do with failure to register as a sex offender and some theft charges. So we're not saying this is a great guy by any means. He's facing a count of intent to distribute within 2,000 feet of a school. And the way they got these search warrants is he sold to 2 different undercover informants 4 grams of marijuana. So for the sale of a couple of eighths, this guy got busted. And now faces 12 to life for the intent to distribute and 6 to life for each of 2 distribution charges. These sentences are insane.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
Yeah, so in all, they found some Colorado marijuana in, you know, Colorado official, you know, containers and such. No more than like 3.3 grams of marijuana that they found at the guy's house. Some bags, some scales. And he was just 45 feet too close. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. He was 955 feet from the school. There we go. Sad.
420 Radio, the activist radio station.
Yeah, come to the weed shop. Yeah, that's where we shop. Shop at weedshop.com. Come to the weed shop. Yeah, that's where we shop. Shop at weedshop.com. Whether it's a vape pen, a pipe, or a bong, you can find it right now on weedshop.com. We got dab rings, nails, and ship it fast. Whipping any of a competitor's glass. Come to the weed shop. Yeah, that's where we shop. Shop at weedshop.com. Come to the weed shop. Yeah, that's where we shop. Shop at weedshop.com.
Big Daddy Finks.
Funky Rollerink.
What's happening? Big Daddy here, and I want you cool cats to come and chill over at my pad, the Funky Roller Rink.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be grooving every Thursday night, right here on 420 Radio.
Funky Roller Rink.
What can I do when you got me going? You got me going. Hey, you got me going.
Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz. Arguing for the end of adult marijuana prohibition is easy because we have facts, science, reason, compassion, evidence, truth, and logic on our side. It is even easier when researchers catalog it all for us. Learn how to gather the facts on marijuana use, arrests, seizures, rehabs, drug tests, and more in this edition of Drug War Data Mining.
Welcome back, everyone. In the Drug War Data Mines today, we're taking a look forward to the year 2020, just 5 years away, and 5 data points on just how big the legal marijuana market will be in just the next 5 years. Now, already we have the data for Colorado showing that they have sold more than $700 million worth of legal weed in the first full year of legal recreational and medical sales. We've got an industry that has been growing at 34% a year for the past 5 years. So truly, we are one of the only growth industries, pardon the pun, in America these days. In fact, the marijuana industry is poised to be bigger than the smartphone industry in just a few years. So there is a research firm called Ibis World, I-B-I-S World, and the growth sector of marijuana is expected, according to their forecasts, to generate $13.4 billion in revenue in 2020. That's up an annualized 30.3%. Legal marijuana is expected to generate about $3.6 billion in revenue this year alone. Then another data point, according to Ibis World, there are 12,128 stores to sell marijuana expected in the year 2020. Already, there are an estimated 5,000 stores selling retail, recreational, or medical marijuana, and Ibis World expects that to grow 20% a year through 2020. 12,000 legal marijuana stores by the year 2020. And in terms of job creation, something that we've been yearning for here in America, it is estimated that by the year 2020, there will be 212,091 legal marijuana employees. Now, no entity tracks the total number of jobs created by growers and dispensaries and security firms, business services, and so forth. But IBIS World estimates that 75,000 people will be working in legal marijuana by the end of this year. And again, that number over 212,000 people by the year 2020. And I believe that that number is a gross underestimation of the jobs that are created by the legal marijuana market. These jobs would just be the directly related jobs of packaging and shipping and storage and growing and selling, but not taking account all the ancillary jobs created through the legalization of marijuana. For example, employee at a Bud and Breakfast, right? That's something that might not be tracked under the legal marijuana heading, or say those legal marijuana tours that are taking place, marijuana tourism. Those kind of jobs might not be tracked in these kind of statistics, but I think should be directly considered as an effect of marijuana legalization on our economy. They're also explaining and projecting that by the year 2020, there will be 18 states with legalized marijuana. That's pretty amazing. This is the ArcView Investor Group that is making this prediction. 18 states with legalized marijuana. Brendan Kennedy of Privateer says the Berlin Wall of cannabis prohibition has reached the tipping point. And according to the ArcView estimates, they're saying we will have adult use in the 2015-2016 projections for California, Nevada, Arizona, Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, and possibly Delaware. And then looking for 2017 through 2020, they expect Montana, New Hampshire, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Maryland to join. So 18 potential legal U.S. marijuana states by the year 2020, according to ArcView. And as far as the investment sector in the legal marijuana market, it is expected to have $120 million in investments by 2020. Privateer Holding has already raised $82 million from their investors. And then the ArcView Investor Network has facilitated $40 million in investments. And Snoop Dogg has, with his investment group, funded $10 million in investment into that Ease, that new startup. So as we look forward to 2020, it is wildly apparent that marijuana is going to be the growth industry of the next year and the next decade for certain. And as more and more states continue on the legalization train, the momentum will only grow. If you are one of the first few states to legalize marijuana, you're going to benefit greatly from tourism and the other businesses that are created. But if you're one of the last states to legalize marijuana, you're late to the party. There's not going to be much interest in going to your state for marijuana tourism when the state the people live in already has legal marijuana. So as this Berlin Wall continues to tumble, I feel it'll be a race now as states compete against each other in marijuana legalization, compete with lower tax rates and better laws to try to attract the marijuana businesses that are going to power the economies of the 21st century. 420 Radio, the home of marijuana experts. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
Despite strong public support for medical cannabis, decriminalization, and legalization in Georgia, The state spends $121 million every year to arrest, prosecute, and imprison Georgians for simple possession. Each year, the state of Georgia spends less on driver services, agriculture, and forestry combined. What else can $121 million a year do in Georgia? With that much money, the state could hire and keep 3,000 more teachers, improve roads and bridges, provide tax relief for small businesses, repair aging sewage systems, or lower taxes. But right now, that's millions of dollars of your tax money wasted on failed enforcement. Tell your representative you're tired of wasteful spending and ask them to end cannabis prohibition. Join the conversation at www.peachtreenormal.org. Peachtree Normal is a proud affiliate of Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Activism begins with ACT. The Russ Belleville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
All right, we got some more highlights from the Global Cannabis March featuring Lori Duckworth right now.
It was a shame what the nursing society did to those patients. Knowing that Oxycontin killed them and the plant could have saved them. I watched my husband drool on himself when Oxycontin came out because he was one of the test patients that got to try it out. Our children played in the yard while their dad drooled in the chair. I said no more. I talked to his doctor and we started him on cannabis. He got off of all the narcotics except for one. He was on six. He had back surgery and used cannabis and one narcotic. He still uses that one narcotic to this day, and cannabis. He's a functioning father and grandfather. He grows our medicine. He does not rely on the government to pay over $12,000 a month on pharmaceuticals under the Oregon Health Plan like they used to. Our resources in this state are wasted because our federal government refuses to take this off of the scheduling as a one. It's wrong. We have to change it. So, all of you have heard today about the legislators. We're active there in Salem. We've been there for weeks now. Anthony Taylor and Anthony Johnson and myself have been there. Many of you have been watching the hearings on your monitors, your phones, whatever you've been doing to watch, thank you. Whatever you've been doing to communicate, thank you. We need more of you to communicate. They are listening to us. Monday, they are going to pass 844. Senate Bill 844 is gonna get passed. The governor has written a letter, Kate Brown, expressing her opinions about how she feels about the seed to sale tracking. Many of you can read that letter yourselves on DIP4. If not, you can contact me on Facebook and I'll forward you that letter. Right now as it stands, when you harvest, you can keep all of your weight. There also is now no definition to an immature plant. No. You can keep all your clones. No limit on clones, you guys. That's huge. Those are big wins for the medical marijuana community. Keep your weight, unlimited amount of clones. Another big win for us is cities are not allowed to ban us. They can only zone us. on your medical marijuana facilities. They cannot ban us. That's huge. We fought hard. The city I live in, Medford, Oregon, you suck. You suck hard. You raided my facility and you shut off medicine to over 3,000 patients. Some of those patients have died since you shut my facility off. From cancer, this week we lost Jesse, who is an advocate for PTSD and even sat on a panel at Southern Oregon University with Peter Buckley and Paul Stanford and myself, advocating to get the law changed. And change the law we did, and we qualified PTSD in this state. May Jesse rest in peace. I have 5 weeks to go, and my felony will be turned over to a misdemeanor. It's been 11 months of bench probation. I was able to keep my patient card, and my son became my grower. We even got our guns back. In 2 more years, I get to have my record expunged and I can get my concealed handgun carry back too. I want to give you all hope that lose hope at times. Don't ever lose hope. There is hope in this plant. There is life in this plant. This plant cured Michaela. And this plant cured me. Don't lose hope in this plant. This plant is love. This plant is life. Have a great march and have a great day. Thank you for welcoming me to Portland.
Amazing stuff right there, Lori Duckworth.
All right, everybody, Radical Russ here at the Pioneer Courthouse Square, and we've run into the folks from the Oregon chapter of Parents for Pot. Tell folks your name and about your organization.
Hey, thanks. My name is Barney Mernon. I'm the Oregon chapter chairman for Parents for Pot. We're working hard to bring life-saving medicine to sick children, and at the same time, we're winning over families one at a time and bringing them into the movement. Some of our strongest allies have been parents of children that have been sick that we've been able to help, and there's a lot of information that we're trying to piece together for epilepsy and pediatric cancer that really is uncharted territory. We have a lot of constituents here. We're here storming the Pioneer Square with Russ Bellevue.
So when you're talking to parents out there, you know, they may have heard some of these stories, you know, Sanjay Gupta, CBD oil, and how it can help kids. But I think a lot of people don't have the full story on that. What do you try to tell them to educate them about medical cannabis for, you know, extremely young and sick kids?
Well, one of the things we say is, you know, on different types of tumors and different types of cancer that is, there's a lot of known process for adults, you know, they can say, hey, you know, eat this tree bark and don't eat any of this and eat a bunch of that and take these big giant pills and be ready for chemotherapy every week. And that's well and fine for adults on a lot of times, but the reality is you're not going to get a three-year-old to understand that she needs to eat tree bark and not have any ice cream and all this stuff like this. And so it becomes a part of an entire approach, you know. And so at Parents for Pot, one of the things that we try to stress is the at diagnosis, what do you do? A lot of times people want to wait until there's no options left, until they're on death's bed, there's no options left. And that's not really a good place to start. A lot of that is due to the stigma that, hey, everybody wants to know about your medicine.
Yeah.
You know, it's a stigma, and the reality is that we need to take the science route and erase that stigma so that people can have the safe access.
Excellent. Now, the other aspect here would be parents who have kids who aren't sick, and they're concerned, hey, marijuana's getting legalized everywhere. I don't want my kids getting high at school. I don't want them getting, you know, access to pot. How do you talk to those parents who are worried about legalization and how it might affect their kids?
Well, one of the things that we talk about is the power of the truth. You know, you really want your children to understand that when you say something's dangerous or unsafe, that it actually is. And if you're talking about, you know, the harder substances that people can relate to, you know, having fears as parents about things like meth and heroin and other things like that. And you want to make sure that you have a clear conversation. You know, children are smarter than people give them credit for. And if you speak the truth to them, they can understand. You know, and so it becomes an educational process. And, you know, do you let your children take your Vicodin? Do you let your children take your, you know, blood pressure medication? Or do you keep that stuff up and away and you let them know that it's medicine? You know, even recreationally, you know, I have children here today, actually, and we talk to them every day about, you know, there's a time and a place for those kind of things. And that, you know, at this stage in their life, you know, we don't condone them smoking cigarettes or drinking beer or any of the other stuff. We don't condone them, you know, we don't even let them eat meat at my house. So, you know, we're all trying to keep them safe, you know. But that's the thing is, you know, we want to support the parents. There's a lot of parents that are also patients. And the Parents for Pot Oregon, this year we have a strong focus on children, but we also want to focus on the parents of and their recreational choices. Someone's giving us a pen here. Nice.
Thank you.
So we want to also support the parents. You know, there's a lot of great parents out there that this becomes their choice of medicine, and we want to make sure that we're supporting them too.
That's awesome. All right, so when people want to get in touch with the Oregon chapter of Parents for Pot, how do they do it?
Well, you can go to the Parents for Pot, parents4pot.org website, and that gives you information on all the different chapters. We also have a pretty strong Facebook group too, so you can get a quick response there, and we'll be happy to answer questions. And like us up, you'll get lots of information. We have the most current data that we can find coming out every day. We have some great contributors to our pages.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for talking to us. Have a great march.
You too. Great. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks for coming out for the march. We finally did it. We've got legal marijuana. Congratulations, and thank you for making it happen, staying at the fight for so long. You know, I've been saying a long time that cannabis prohibition has never really been about drugs. It's about control and money and power and the continued centralization of economic and political control. I truly believe that marijuana, the whole marijuana myth, was created to stop the use of biofuels and fiber. They made up that whole myth. And so finally, the truth is coming to light, but we're still experiencing blowback. We still have the legislature trying to shut down the medical marijuana program. They've been successful across the river in Washington with Senate Bill 5052, which Governor Inslee signed into law just last week. They have to stop that. I hope they can organize a referendum. They need 120,000 signatures in the next 75 days or so. Good luck to the folks behind that. Hopefully, we won't have to do a referendum here in Oregon. We have a few friends in the legislature, but we have to stay active with them as well and contact them and let them know what we don't like. It looks like the community's done a great job last week in reaching out and stopping some of the worst aspects of the Dash 6 amendments to Senate Bill 844, but it's still working its way through there, and we got to keep an eye on it. Anyway, we're about to go on a march. I want to thank you guys for coming out here. It's another year. Is this the 16th year? 16 years that's been going on. So thanks again. Have a great march. It's been a great show. And help us restore hemp.
That was Paul Stanford at the Global Cannabis March 2015 at Pioneer Courthouse Square. Before that, you heard from Bernie. He's with Parents for Pot. You can check them out at parents4pot.org, I believe. Might be a .com. And then we opened up with Lori Duckworth, the Southern Oregon activist who was one of the three dispensary owners busted just shortly before dispensaries were made legal in this state. We'll get Jonathan Giles from Peachtree Normal on next week. He wasn't able to call in for today's interview, but we will reschedule. Coming up next, Radical Rant. You can't legalize pot because it's too dangerous? A look at what dangerous things you can do in certain United States where you can't smoke pot when we come back.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio, fighting prohibition since 2012. This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at The Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get The Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on The Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read The Weed Blog today.
And now, a message from former President George W. Bush to remind the American people of our responsibility in our nation's war on certain American citizens using non-pharmaceutical, non-alcoholic, tobacco-free drugs.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
That's right, America, use less drugs. Put down the Prozac, the Vioxx, and the Levitra, and turn to the herb. Use less drugs. Our national policy is no longer just say no, it's now just slow down.
You get me too high. I overanalyze. If you've ever been too high, then you can sympathize. You get me too high. And I start to fly if I said some silly thing, and that's the reason why.
Warning. Hits taken on this show are larger than they appear. Do not try this at home. These people are professionals. Or at least they pay me to say that.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
We must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical Rant.
All right, welcome back, everybody. In the Radical Rant today, we're taking a look at just how silly it is to claim that your state can't legalize marijuana because it's dangerous. We're taking a look at New Hampshire, which, ironically enough, touts itself as the live free or die state. There was a recent NPR piece that interviewed Governor Maggie Hassan about loosening the marijuana laws through legalization. And she said, of course, it's illegal under federal law. And the more research that has been done is that it has a very serious impact on young people. It's very important to proceed with caution. In the live free or die state, we don't want to legalize marijuana because, well, we got to think about the danger. Got to think about the public safety. And yet, the state of New Hampshire is the only state in the United States that does not require the use of seatbelts in the car. That's right. Only state that doesn't have some form of seatbelt law. Now, most of the United States, most of the South, the Great Lakes region and New England and the West Coast have mandatory seatbelt laws where the cop can pull you over and cite you for not wearing the seatbelt. The rest of the states, mostly in the Intermountain West and kind of the Pennsylvania, Allegheny kind of area, have secondary enforcement laws where they can't pull you over for not wearing a seatbelt. But if they do pull you over and you're not wearing your seatbelt, they can add that on. Only in New Hampshire can you drive your car without a seatbelt and face absolutely no punishment. So apparently that's not too dangerous to allow, but we can't legalize pot in New Hampshire. My God, the danger. But folks, it gets even crazier. New Hampshire has liquor stores on its highway rest areas. I'm not making this up. This is a story that I found from September 10th, 2014, from WMUR News, talking about the state's largest liquor store to open Thursday on I-93 northbound. You can get liquor You can drive up in your car without wearing a seatbelt and get liquor on the freeways. So, but we don't want to legalize weed because, you know, we worry about the danger. But what if you want to ride your motorcycle? Maybe you want to ride your motorcycle on I-93 in New Hampshire and stop at the liquor store and get yourself some Jim Beam. You don't have to wear your motorcycle helmet. There is absolutely no restriction on motorcycle helmet wearing. You don't have to wear a helmet at all at any age in the state of New Hampshire. So apparently, as a 16-year-old, you can drive down the streets, drive down the roads, and again, the speed limit in New Hampshire is 70 miles an hour. So you can do 70 miles an hour driving down the road on your motorcycle, age 16, no helmet, past the I-93 road stop liquor store. But God forbid we legalize marijuana. We wouldn't want to put that teenager at risk. By the way, if you're curious, Iowa and Illinois are the other two United States that have absolutely no helmet law for motorcycle riding. And they both have criminal marijuana. Wouldn't want to legalize pot in Iowa or Illinois. We got to think about the kids. But they can go ahead and ride motorcycles without their helmet on. Crazy, isn't it? The speed limit laws. As you look across the United States, there are now four states in the United States where you can drive 80 miles an hour on the freeway. Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, and South Dakota. You can drive 80 miles an hour down the freeway, and yet those states won't even legalize medical marijuana because, you know, it'd be too dangerous. Don't want to legalize medical pot, it'd be too dangerous. But drive down the road 80 miles an hour, that's perfectly okay. And of course, as far as the helmet laws go, if you're above the age of 18, you can drive without a helmet on your motorcycle as you're going 80 miles an hour down the freeway. But God forbid you get any weed in you. You know, that we wouldn't want to have any danger from that. What else can you do in some of these states? Well, how about guns? How about concealed carry of a firearm, which has been shown, you know, we've seen, you know, all these gun violence. We know America suffers more gun violence than almost any other country out there. In the state of New Hampshire, it's a shall issue state. And right next door, Vermont is an unrestricted state. There's no restriction in the state of Vermont on carrying a concealed weapon. You don't have to have a permit, license, nothing. But God forbid we legalize pot. We wouldn't want people running around with, you know, a baggie of weed in their pockets. Sure, a loaded firearm, no problem. But you know, we can't have legal weed. Think of the danger, won't you? What other sorts of things might you be able to do in New Hampshire? Well, you can buy just about any type of consumer fireworks. Any fireworks that are federally legal, you're allowed to purchase them in New Hampshire. Not so in New York or New Jersey or Massachusetts or a lot of the rest of New Hampshire or of New England. But New Hampshire, yeah, buy all the exploding fireworks you like. Put them in the back of your car while you're driving 70 miles an hour on the freeway with no seatbelt on, passing the rest stop liquor store. But for God's sake, no, we can't legalize pot. Think of the danger. And in fact, looking at another state, looking down at the state of Mississippi. Now, they don't have roadside, you know, highway rest stop liquor stores. But did you know Mississippi is the only state that allows you to drink alcoholic beverages while you're driving? Yes, in the state of Mississippi, you can have an open beer, you can have an open bottle of tequila, whatever it is you want to drink, and drink it while you're driving, just as long as you don't go above the state's DUI limit. As long as you know, you have your drink and you're under 0.08, you're okay. And there's 10 other states where you can have an open bottle or container in your car. These would be Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Only one of those, Alaska, has legalized pot, obviously. And in those states, you can have an open container in your car just as long as you're not drinking it. Right, sure, you're not drinking it. But God forbid we legalize pot in any of those states because, you know, we got to think about the public. We got to think about danger. How about texting and driving? Texting and driving. We've seen so many reports of the danger of distracted driving, text messaging. There are only two states now in the United States that allow you to text and drive, that have absolutely no ban on texting and driving. Those would be Montana and Arizona. Now, I know folks in Arizona are pushing to legalize in 2016. Montana might get in by 2018 or 2020. But as it stands right now, those are some very anti-marijuana states. In fact, in the state of Arizona, if you're not a medical marijuana patient, possession of any amount of marijuana can lead to a felony charge. But God forbid we get you any marijuana, because that would be dangerous. Texting and driving, though, feel free. Drive, text and drive all you like. Nobody cares. And it's also one of those states where if you're above the age of 18, you don't have to wear your motorcycle helmet either. What else could cause some danger to the public that we ought to think about? Vaccinations. You know, we've heard a lot lately of these measles outbreaks and rubella and all these things that we thought we'd had kicked, thought that we'd beaten these bugs. But because a lot of people now are choosing not to inoculate their kids, we're seeing a rise in these diseases again. So again, going back to the state of New Hampshire, you can get out of vaccinating your kids for medical or religious reasons. But there are many states that allow you to get out for just philosophical reasons, just because you don't like the idea of vaccinating your kids. And interestingly enough, Colorado, Washington are two of those states. They've legalized pot and they've legalized not vaccinating your kids. But there's a bunch of other states that are pot-hating states. You know, Michigan and, well, there's Vermont again. Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and so forth. Where it's legal to not vaccinate your kids, but illegal to get your hands on a little bit of pot. Because, you know, we got to think about the danger to society. You know, another thing that's dangerous that people might want to do to for fun is get into an octagon and kick the shit out of each other. You know, mixed martial arts. And you can do that in every state in America under sanctions. I mean, they've got, you know, the commissions and the athletic, athletic commissions that look over this kind of stuff. And you got to follow rules and regulations. But if you want to get in a cage with another consenting adult and beat the shit out of each other and purposefully give each other concussions, that's perfectly legal, except in the state of New York. Can't do it in the state of New York because, you know, we got to think about people and their safety. We can't have people getting into a ring and beating the hell out of each other. And we can't let them have any pot either because, you know, the danger, right? So in every other state in the union, you can get in a ring and purposely give each other concussions. But in only four of those states can you get some legal pot because, you know, we got to worry about the danger. Well, I think you get the gist, right? We live in a country where I can go down the road without my motorcycle helmet on, drive 80 miles an hour down a freeway, buy explosive fireworks, not vaccinate my kids, not wear a motorcycle helmet, get liquor on the roadside at a rest stop, drive with an open container of it in my car, beat the hell out of someone else in a cage, skydive, bungee jump. And you really want to make the argument we can't legalize pot because it's too dangerous. You're on the wrong side of history, Governor Hassan. Or Hassan, whatever your name is. Folks, that's all the time we got for hour one. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for hour two. I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at radicalruss.com. You take a seat, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you